This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump intends to nominate conservative federal appeals court judge Amy Coney Barrett to fill the vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court following the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Trump has said he will announce his nominee at a White House ceremony Saturday, and the Republican president has multiple times this week mentioned Barrett as under consideration. He told reporters Friday he had made up his mind but would not elaborate. Trump appointed the 48-year-old Barrett to the Chicago-based 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in 2017. She is known for her conservative religious views. Trump has made two previous Supreme Court appointments, Neil Gorsuch in 2017 and Brett Kavanaugh in 2018. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg made history again on Friday, becoming the first woman to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. Reuters' Caroline Malone reports.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi were among those who paid their respects.
It is with profound sorrow and deep sympathy to the Ginsburg family that I have the high honor to welcome Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to lie in state in the capital of the United States.
Rabbi Lauren Holtzblatt reflected on her groundbreaking life.
All the days of her life, she pursued justice, even in illness.
Ginsburg passed away last Friday at the age of 87 from complications of cancer. RBG is due to be buried next week at the Arlington National Cemetery.
That's Reuters' Caroline Malone. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is warning people at highest risk to be vaccinated for the flu to protect themselves and to prevent national health systems from getting overwhelmed in the middle of the COVID pandemic. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Anne Mohn, the chief of the WHO's Influenza Preparedness and Response Program, says the safe, effective vaccines, antivirals, and non-pharmaceutical interventions that can protect people against influenza are not available for COVID-19.
Covering coughs and sneezes, wearing masks when appropriate, and staying home when sick, and seeking care when needed are all very important for both flu and COVID.
She says it is possible fewer cases of influenza than normal will be seen in parts of the Northern Hemisphere where similar measures have been taken. However, as society opens up and COVID-19 restrictions are eased, she notes cases of influenza are likely to rise. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A Finnish official says that four coronavirus sniffing dogs deployed at Helsinki's international airport on a test basis have identified the first case. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The deputy mayor of the town where the airport is located has written on Twitter, "The dogs have already found their first passengers carrying hashtag COVID-19 disease." On Thursday, Finland deployed the dogs to carry out a four-month alternative testing method that could become a cost-friendly one. Passengers who agree to take a free test under the voluntary program do not have direct physical contact with the dog. They're asked to swipe their skin with a wipe, which is then put in a jar and given to the dog waiting in a separate booth. The participating animals previously underwent training to detect cancer, diabetes, or other diseases. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
France has opened a terrorism investigation following a knife attack Friday that seriously wounded two people near the old Paris offices of the Charlie Hebdo newspaper. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Once again, journalists were targeted, two members of French production agency Première Ligne, who were stabbed as they took a cigarette break outside.
L'auteur principal.
Speaking to journalists at the scene, Paris prosecutor Rémy Heitz said because of all the parallels with the Charlie Hebdo attacks 5 years ago, anti-terrorist prosecutors are investigating it. The attack comes as the government is readying new legislation to fight so-called separatism, what it considers enemies of France and its way of life, including radical Islam. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.